This is Film for Thought. You give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
James Gandolfini's very last film, which is unfortunate, fortunately ends up in something that will probably go down in the canon of crime movies. It's a tribute to Gandolfini, of course, from The Sopranos, his major role, his iconic addition to the American cultural canon, is another one, The Drop, directed by Michael Roskin, who got an Oscar nomination for the movie Bullhead. It's starring Tom Hardy, who has become, I think he's up unseated Ryan Gosling as the premier American actor, although Christian Bale and, of course, Daniel Day-Lewis, if he ever wants to join movie making on a more than biannually basis, would have something to say about that. But Noomi Rapace, the girl with the dragon tattoo, and Tom Hardy have extraordinary chemistry, and Gandolfini is his wonderful self in this sort of, it's almost like A Simple Plan, the Bill Paxton movie, where you have some kind of Fargo-esque criminal tendencies. Of course, the A History of Violence, the Cronenberg film, also comes to mind. Just because Tom Hardy's role of a guy who could be dim-witted or could just be masterful, crafty, Cheshire smile at all, but plays it with a perfect sort of understatedness. The writing is by Dennis Lehane, Mystic River, so it's fantastic. The acting is fantastic. The scenes allow, like, it's almost like a master class in acting. It's as if Gandolfini's goodbye letter to America is like, for those of you interested in making a crime movie, this is how it's done. It's done with character development, it's done with dialogue, it's done with understatement, and you add this performance to his role as the sort of semi-retired crime boss in the Brad Pitt movie Killing Me Softly, and what we have is conclusive evidence that Gandolfini's death, it really is more than just a loss. It's a blow to the future of American crime movies. But for one shining moment, we get a reprieve from that. It's like he's returned from the dead with a gun.